B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody.
I already ate my mints.
I'm eating a Twizzler.
I'm going to eat something.
Go put something in your mouth, buddy.
I was about to say, but it sounded a little...
You've earned it.
Let's see. What do I want to ingest that's unhealthy and will contribute to my weight gain?
How's everybody doing? It is a Monday edition of the Rap Party. Roy's having a day.
It's a little Monday.
We're going to stay positive, though, Roy.
Oh, okay. Yay!
Talk about your trip, buddy.
Oh,
tell us
so
what
much
we didn't
fun
talk about on the air.
So much fun. I grabbed way too many Reese's Cups.
Did you get drunk on the plane?
They cut me off.
What?
Bastards.
How is that not your first thought of the day?
I don't know.
His mind is cloudy right now. The dark side of the force is in his head.
Okay. So I'm on the plane. We're going to Jacksonville. Jacksonville's about an hour flight. I have a rum and coke, and we have about 32 minutes left. And I say, hey, can I get another rum and coke? And the flight attendant says, let me check on that. Didn't think anything of it. Comes back and says, sorry, we're already begun our descent.
Oh, yeah. That's why they cut you off.
It's 32 minutes.
But she didn't cut you off because you were drunk.
That was a good story.
Like you were drunk.
32
minutes. That's where I thought
that
shit was going.
32 minutes is more than enough. I've ordered a cocktail between Atlanta and Charlotte.
He could have had two down by the time they landed.
I've ordered a cocktail between Atlanta and Charlotte. What do you mean 32 minutes is enough time for me to consume another? Oh, I was so annoyed by that.
What did Sterling drink?
Oh, same thing. Rum and coke.
Rum and coke.
Yeah,
and,
Rum and coke.
Was he done with his? Because you could have just shot hit. Like,
no, he
hey,
was
Sterling,
done.
Look, another airplane out there.
He was done. Yeah, he was done. No, we had a great time. I ordered. We went to this one place where you eat outside, and there's a band playing, what I've noticed in Florida, they have a lot of these stores that are also restaurants. So, like, inside, you can buy things, but then, like, outside would be, like, a full-service restaurant. Hmm. And so, like, you go inside, and you buy wine for retail prices, and then you go outside at dinner.
It's like Dean and DeLuca. Remember Dean and DeLuca? You used to be able to do that.
A lot of those. I noticed, and I loved that, because I'm sitting there going through the wine selection. You're not paying an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that weird markup. And so we're sitting there, and everyone's about to order their steaks, and I ordered the 36-ounce ribeye. 36-ounce. And everyone at the table is judging me, and I'm like, what? It's $10 more than the filet. Dude, I couldn't even eat a quarter of it. I mean, I don't think I understood in my head
how big that was.
36-ounce was. And we also went on a boat. We went deep-sea fishing. Which Sterling got sick. I did not because I took two Dramamine the night before and two the day off.
Good. What what day was that?
That was Friday. I was on a boat, yeah.
And who else was on the boat with you?
It was me, Kim, Mike, and Lisa.
And Sterling.
And Sterling. Well, that's the group that hung out all weekend.
Okay, so, but you didn't charter it with anybody else. You guys just did that on your own. That was like a private thing. Oh,
and
that's
we had
cool.
Captain Billy.
How far out did you go? How many miles?
Oh, not far. A couple miles.
Two, three, five?
You can still see the shore. Yeah. It was small, but you could still see it.
Was it choppy?
Going out. Mm-hmm.
How long in did Sterling get sick?
In the middle.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say probably when the boat stopped and then you start moving. Because it's not when you're moving.
Right.
It's not the problem.
It was like on the middle when when we first started, we were catching fish like crazy.
They were just jumping in the boat.
Oh my gosh, catching fish like crazy. Like we had four other boats around us and only we were the ones catching the fish. Everyone's like yelling at us, like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing different?
Did you put the bait on the line and everything, or did the captain do that?
No, but let me tell you this. Captain Billy is the definition of Southerner. His voice is like, you know, hey, y'all, how y'all doing?
There you go, brother.
Just full on Southern. Like, yeah, well, you got to get that pole out there real quick. And then he does this move where if you don't do it fast enough, he's yelling at you. He's like, get it, come on, real faster. Get down, put it in.
What was the name of his boat?
Coaching you up.
He didn't have a name for it. Yes.
No, you have to have a name
for
it.
He didn't have a name for it. He was like, I guess just Captain Billy's, but something. And I was like, buddy,
how'd you find him?
We got to get you damn. Well, his company is called Amelia Island Sport Fishing. Okay. So that's his like company or whatever. Okay. But yeah, so he was a real Southern boy. He would grab a crab. Thank God Nicole isn't in here. He would put it on the floor, step on it.
Yeah.
And then use the crab as bait.
Yeah.
He stepped on it with a boot.
He stepped on it barefoot.
It was the most country thing. He goes, yeah, we're going to use this as bait. Boom, steps on it.
Did he wear a captain's hat?
No, he did not, which would have been really cool. And then other things I didn't know about deep sea fishing is you got to catch fish to catch fish.
Right.
So at the beginning of the morning, we went out and caught little fishes to catch the bigger fishes.
That was fun.
Well, I didn't do anything. He just threw nets in the water wherever there were schools and put.
You didn't help pull the nets in?
No, it was heavy.
Where'd you sit most of the time?
Oh, wherever I could feel grounded.
Did you drink?
Yeah. I was feeling pretty good. But it, like, some people were like standing or like sitting on the side. I would always be sitting in a chair of sorts.
So Sterling starts not feeling well on the way back.
He caught a massive big shark.
Nice.
It was a hammerhead, wasn't it?
Yeah, like a hammerhead big shark.
How cool.
And we all held the shark, and I was surprised because it's not as slimy as like a stingray. You can really grab onto
it. They say it's like rough, like sandpaper.
Yeah, it is rough, which I didn't, because I was like, oh, what if it slides out of my hands? And Billy's like, boy, it ain't going to slide out of your hands. Go and hold it. You know,
being a fairy.
Yeah, pretty much. You know. And he thought it was cool. Every Southerner you meet thinks it's cool when you're on the radio, you know.
Right.
He's like, so you like Bobby Bones? And I'm like,
radio boy.
You know.
How about you play a song for me?
Why don't you go ahead and give my company a shout out?
Yeah. You did.
Well, on the rap party. I did.
So then Sterling starts not feeling well. I want to know, like, did he puke over or?
No, but he like laid on the floor of the boat because the boat didn't have a cabin. So,
okay, yeah.
So he was just like on the floor and you had to like walk around him.
Was the sun beating down on you?
It wasn't too bad, man. We all had sun hats. It wasn't too bad. There was some clouds in the morning. No, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. But that was a lot of fun. I was a little nervous when I saw the boat. I was like, that is not a big boat. And I was like, it's all of us on this little boat. Have they seen me? Like, small things are not my thing.
I looked up the funniest boat names since your boat didn't have a name. Let's see. What are you looking at?
That's not bad.
The Codfather.
That's not bad.
Nacho Boat.
So I was saying a lot of stupid jokes to Captain Billy.
Nice, dude.
I was.
That's the same thing I would be doing.
I'd be like, when like we weren't catching anything, I'd be like, my gosh, we ain't paying you to sit here.
Yeah.
Come on, get me a fish.
All right, they're coming. Feeling naughty, N-A-U-T-I. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Aquaholic. Not on call, K-N-O-T. How about B-H, B-Yach?
Oh, B-Yach.
Oh, that's funny.
Hydrotherapy. Sure fish do. Full thinking.
You know, a cool boat story I heard when I was out there was that they knew the sales rep, and he would always say, hey, I'm out in the field. I can't call you right now. I'm out in the field. He named his boat In the Field.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
So he was out in the field.
This might be my favorite.
Fish-izzle.
Fish-izzle. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
The boat was a lot of fun, and then Bill is such a cool guy. He filleted the fish right there that we caught in front of us.
You did catch something that we could keep?
Yeah, we caught like two redfish, or one snapper, I think, and then a redfish.
Did you eat it?
So he fillets it, and then you walk across the street to the marina, and there's a restaurant, and they will cook your fish for you.
You bring it with you.
Did you do that? Yep.
Awesome. Oh, dude, that's so cool.
Yep. So they'll cook it for you. You just $12 and you get a side.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool to eat exactly what we just caught. And it was a lot of fun. I wish I remember all the little jokes I kept saying to Billy, but I'd be saying jokes and I would just look up at Billy and he's just like smiling, laughing.
Yeah, nobody else laughing.
No one else laughing because I'm hammering it too hard, you know.
Here's another one, Roe versus Wade.
That's not bad.
seize the day.
Float. I would do this move where, like, if I saw another boat that was kind of close, I'm like, Billy, don't you see it? My God. Come on, turn.
Did they
like,
wave to you?
Like, critiquing his driving.
Dude, you were feeling good.
Yeah, I was drinking, you know. Asked him if he had a flare gun. Could I play with it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm surprised they didn't throw you overboard.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I need a vacation.
Oh,
Barracuda.
Barracuda.
I like that. Amy's Wine House. And that doesn't make sense. On the Rocks is funny. That's what I'd name mine. That's where I'd spend most of my time.
Told Billy he has to lower his voice. He was yelling at me because I wasn't reeling it fast enough.
Mm. Like, lower. But you said you didn't even really want to. You told us on the air you didn't even really want to fish. Then you ended up being all in.
Then
becoming
a
coach.
I was like, easy, take it slow.
From amateur to expert.
Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, you guys are too skinny. Let me get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when you're reeling it in, you kind of jam the pole into your side to mm-hmm. give you support. You know, Sterling has bruises on his waist.
Dude, you could fight with that. How long did it take him to reel that shark in?
The hardest thing it took him to reel in was a stingray. Stingray was powerful.
Don't you just cut the line on a stingray?
Captain Billy does not cut the line.
Well, how do you not get stung by the stingray?
Oh, Captain Billy can pick up a stingray. He did.
Okay.
He did.
You didn't make any Steve Irwin jokes?
Oh, of course we did.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm like, be careful. You don't want to end up like Steve Billy. But no, he even flipped over the stingray and showed us the barb. He's like, that's the thing you got to worry about.
Yeah.
And he's such a manly man. I've never been around so much heterosexual testosterone. It was amazing. You know, everything I swear to you, it's like he had fish vision. And he would do things like, he would look, I couldn't even tell the poles had anything on it. He'd be like, there's one, get it. You know, and you would have to be like, really? I didn't even see.
So it was five of you plus him?
Plus him.
Yeah. How did the other three do?
We kept catching too big a fish. You know, probably out of the 15, 20 fish that we caught, only two we could keep.
And would he measure it?
Yeah, right there on the boat. Yep, because he doesn't want to lose
his
license.
Does it quick, too. I imagine, like, cut it back.
No, saves it, puts in the freezer. When we get back to the marina, there's a cutting block.
No, for the ones that he wants to send back.
Oh, he's very quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's super,
you gotta get him
super
back
quick.
In the water.
Yeah.
He's super quick. He has like five poles going at once.
Sounds like a party.
And he does this move where when you're reeling it in, he can tell you what the fish is before you even reel it in.
Okay.
He knows how it fights.
That's funny.
He's like, oh, it's fighting like a redfish, and sure enough, it was. Oh, he called it was a stingray from the beginning. He goes, ooh, yeah, you got a stingray. And we're like, what?
That's awesome,
how
dude.
Do you know?
Without even seeing it.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
so cool.
He's such a cool fisherman.
Yeah.
So I was fascinated with.
Good. Give him a plug again.
It's called Amelia Island Sport Fishing.
Captain Bill.
Yeah, and then he did.
And you know, as soon as, like, see, you're like me. Like, I can read somebody from, like, not a mile away, but, you know, I could read as soon as I see him, welcome aboard. Like, I'm like, oh, this guy's going to be mine.
While walking, like, he was far away walking up with a cooler, and I just hear in the distance, y'all ready to get some fishing?
Ha, yeah.
I was like, oh, this guy's going to be good. He's fun. He's screaming. And then what's the other thing I wanted to say about fishing with him? Oh, there was something else that was funny.
The freezer, taking the line. He was the fish whisperer.
No, okay. I think I lost it.
Okay.
In that moment. But there is something else funny about Billy.
What? So the rest of the vacation was good? Hotel, dinners?
Yeah. We had good dinners.
Crashed a wedding, you said, on the air?
We were at the beach all day. Crashed.
Did they have their reception? Right there?
Anyone who lives in this community has access to the resort, the club, the members only club.
Like where Loren, yeah.
Yeah. And so they held it at the members club.
Yeah. Well, it has to put it in perspective for me.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I may.
You have a clubhouse.
Let me tell you, I may get married down there because she was telling me with her discount, she gets like 20% off. I'm like,
oh, that'd be awesome.
20% off a wedding is a massive amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
I have a legit question for you.
Okay.
If you get married down there, would Captain Billy be invited?
Dude, I would love him, Captain Billy. You would love Captain
Billy.
You
guys could do like a sunset cruise with him. All right, boys, get on. We're gonna go find us some women. Oh, y'all two married each other. All right. I see how this works. Y'all get at it.
Yeah, no, he was good. He was a good
nice.
Time.
Good. All right. Well, thanks for the recap. There's a Roy Amelia Island recap. Lorraine, you got anything?
No.
What are you shopping for?
Vacations that I can't. I can't go anywhere.
Oh, other things about Billy I know you like. When he takes off his hat and takes off his sunglasses, massively white.
Oh, for sure.
Like, massively white forehead, massively white eyes, and the rest is deep tan.
I would expect nothing else.
Deep tan.
Yeah, that's
I
cool.
thought that was so fucking cool. I was so amused with that.
All right, that's a wrap party, everybody. Everybody pray that Lauren finds her a vacation, okay?
Shut up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.